This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Are waiting to know what is the autism and also what was the inspiration now behind the formation of the autism excellence or excellence autism. I'll get used busy in lapha. Let me use Incredible Minds Therapy Center because I don't want to push ikamalabo. Let me use Incredible Minds Therapy Center. There are a lot of people that are waiting for this interview. So ladies and gentlemen, the producer of the show, Sibongo Kuhle Wakwamlotshwa, is the one behind all this. So if ungizwa ngikhuluma emoyeni, ngibanga umsindo, ngiba energetic as always, hlaziwazi ukuthi na mina, I'm not behind the show prep. We call it the show prep, yeah? We're using the radio lingus. Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time again where we get to the Wise Corner. Today we are joined by Mrs. Sharon Reddy, the founder or the co-founder of Autism Excellence Incredible Minds Therapy Center. And also there is an educator now of Autism Excellence Incredible Minds Therapy Center, Ms. Nontokozo Wakandlovu. Joining us today, we want to know about Autism Excellence Incredible Minds. What is the inspiration behind the formation of Yona? So we wanna be, we wanna know because they are doing a very great job. And bazowashiya now I'm a contact to abugutena. We are wazi uba contact kanjani. We have Mrs. Sharon Reddy. Hi, Mrs.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
Are you good?
I'm well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Miss Nontokozo Ndlovu. How are you doing?
I'm okay, and yourself?
I'm doing so great. Thank you so much, guys, for honoring invite here to Namhlanje. Mrs. Sharon Reddy, the first question will be, what is the autism? However, as you are the co-founder of Incredible Minds Therapy Center that deals with kids with autism, can you please provide maybe a bit of an overview of your organization? What is the inspiration behind the formation?
Okay, so in 2014, when we were looking for a school for our child, unfortunately, none of the special needs schools were able to cater for our autistic child.
Yeah.
She was 7 at the time, and it was either leaving her at home with a helper or finding a way to educate her.
Yeah.
As a teacher myself, I was given advice to open a center for her because there was nowhere for her to go. Special needs schools have a small number of autistic kids that they take in.
Yeah.
And then our kids have nowhere to go. So we have thousands of children who are diagnosed autistic and have nowhere to be taught.
Mm.
So I had to resign from Department of Education and open a center in my double garage at home.
Yeah.
And educate my child. And over the years, because we had volunteered our services helping parents throughout KZN with setting up homeschool systems for their children, many parents then brought their kids to us to educate.
Yeah.
And so my partner, Eugene, and I opened Incredible Minds, and it's been nothing but a blessing since because we've had we've touched so many lives and sent so many kids off to mainstream schools or got them to a position where they were either communicating both verbally and non-verbally and making life so much easier for them and for their families.
This is nice. So you are celebrating a decade.
Well, almost there. Almost there. So this is our 9th year.
All right.
Yeah, and in next year will be exactly 10 years that we've opened. Yeah.
Wow. Can I get an invite?
Oh, absolutely. We normally have one cake for every year we've opened. So there'll be 10 cakes next year.
Oh, I'm going to be eating a cake. So I want to know, since there are small special needs school that caters for the kids with autism. So I want to know what specific programs or services does your organization now offer to support the kids with autism?
Okay, so when we started, we had attended as many courses as we could, both learning about speech therapy, occupational therapy, not that we are speech or occupational therapists, but we formulated an educational program that is specifically aimed at children who are both non-speaking and speaking, those who have unreliable speech, those who people call behavioral issues, but not really behavioral issues. It's simply because they process the world differently, more intensely than others. And therefore, we were able to formulate an educational program, which we share on Facebook quite often so that others can emulate what we do and educate our kids the way they need to be taught. So we offer what is called sensory motor therapy, which is a part of occupational therapy, but we've been trained specifically in sensory motor therapy, which addresses the central nervous system of a child so that they are able to slow down that brain, relax sufficiently so that they can be educated in an optimal frame of mind.
I want to ask just a random question because you are educated yourself. So maybe in your own words, how can you describe autism, maybe in a general sense that everyone can actually understand?
Okay. So I'm going to try and do justice to that.
Yeah.
It is not a brain damaged child. Firstly, we need to get that out of the way.
Yeah.
It is a child who has a brain that operates differently. So people always use the comparison between Microsoft and Apple computers. The brain of the computer is different, but essentially it does the same thing. And so this is an autistic brain that experiences the world far more intensely than you and I. So we are able to have a conversation with the red light on, these downlighters in the room, lots of electric equipment. There's whirring sounds, which you and I can't hear, but an autistic child will be able to pick that up.
Yeah.
The aircon, et cetera.
Yeah.
And so all of these sensory input bombards them where they aren't able to relax sufficiently to be able to process any auditory input or any teaching that is being done. And so we've got to manipulate the environment sufficiently so that our autistic kids can learn in an environment that is comfortable for them.
Wonderful. That was very great. So, Miss Nontokozo, you are a teacher, and we all know that autistic kids, they need a lot of patience. They need a lot of love and dedication. So you, as an educator of ufundisa autistic kids, maybe please don't ask me, these are the challenges and ama challenges as well. Ngoba kanjena thina sifundisa ama autistic kids.
Mina ngifundisa ingane encane. From 3 years to 5 years.
Yes.
So lezo ingane izona ezi more challenging than lezi
indala. Yeah, yeah.
Because zingathini ziwumgogodla wesikole because siqala kuqala kuzona kunyukele ke phezulu.
Yeah, yeah.
Iy'ngane ey'qala kumina suke zingakaze ziye esikoleni.
Oh, yes, yes.
Or maybe enye yadiagnoswa ngesikhathi ingakasiqali isikole or isasecrash ey'ngane ezinormal.
Yeah.
Abasho njalo phela bathi normal leba abanye abekho normal. That what inkinga yethu esiba nayo la ngaphandle ukuthi khona kuthiwa abanormal, khona kuthiwa aba-abnormal, which is wrong.
Yeah.
So ama-challenges amaningi i-separation anxiety.
Oh.
I-separation anxiety kuthini ey'nganeni zethu ey'ncane inkulu. Because most of the time abanye bahlala emakhaya basuke behlele nabazali babo. By the time masumthatha usumuse esikoleni usumnikenye environment. Ngabakwazi ukuthatha kwalula ushintsho abantwana. So kuzoba khona ukukhala, kube khona ama-tantrums and all that. Kodwa siyazama ukuthi umntwana njengowuthisha siqale sibe abazali kuqala. Then ukuthi ngibe uthisha. I'm sure everybody knows that ukuthi uqale ube umzali kuqala before ube uthisha. So nathi sibanika lolo thando lolo lomzali. Then ungasikhathi esingane esi-comfortable enough ukuthi bese esikoleni. Ilapho esesiqala khona sesikhombisa ama routines ethu nama rules ethu ukuthi senzani in kanjani.
Nice. Mrs. Reddy, coming back to you now, there are very few organizations that actually caters kids with autism, as you have said before. Now I want to know from you, what resources or support mechanisms does your organization now offer to those kids with autism?
Okay, so we're not only a therapy center / school for our autistics. We provide a full support program for every parent and the entire family. So when we're having our meetings, the entire family, the gardener, the helper, the aunties, the uncles, the grandparents are all invited to that IEDP meeting, which is an individualized education development program, which we then teach them exactly what we are doing at our center so that they can do the same thing at home. Because if there's no follow through at home, then the child's lost. We've got this structured program at school, and then at home, everything is left where they are left to their own devices, or they've got an iPad which is used to babysit them, or watching TV aimlessly. So we kind of help the families to create the same structure. We provide them with the same resources, teaching resources that we use at Incredible Minds for them to have at home as well. And then we basically give them an educational program to follow at home. Now, this does not mean that they are teaching ABCs and 1, 2, 3. There is so much more that an autistic child needs to learn to recoup the early years that they've lost and try and learn all of the early childhood development skills that they may not have at the age that they join us. So it's intense support for the family, intense programs and workshops for the family so that they are able to continue even after they've left our school.
Taking care of their kid. Okay, right. One of the beautiful story I read, I went through everything. I must say, like, I was so interested in knowing more, especially us as black people. We don't understand what is autism. Uzongifakazela, right? Sisike sibheke ukuthi na umntwana mayiphethwe maybe ebukeka thothobele or ephansi of some sort. We think of a lot of things emqondweni wethu, we understand. And uthola ukuthi na maybe we can help lo mntwana lona, but because we don't have sufficient information or knowledge to go about taking care of lo mntwana lo osigcine sesimfailisha in a way. So one of the beautiful story I read is when your daughter now, was it a daughter?
Paris, our daughter.
Your daughter was actually diagnosed with the autism. So you started learning everything you could, like, to help her. So can you share maybe one of the success story of how Incredible Minds Therapy Center has actually made a positive impact in the lives of those children with autism?
Okay, so we are very, very blessed to have a daughter with autism.
Yeah.
An autistic daughter who has set us on this path to learning about autism, and then in the process changing so many hundred lives by our center. I think our personal big success story is our daughter herself, where she is now 18. She works as an assistant at Incredible Minds. Wow. She runs the art program there. She was nonverbal at 5.
Yeah.
And she is now able to, I mean, she would have been very happy to come to this interview and chat with you as well.
Because nice.
She is able to carry out a conversation where she can express herself and her opinions. So she's very, if she's able to self-regulate, I think that's one of the most important things. Parents who are listening will know that people say that autistics have behavioral issues. It's not behavioral issues. It's us not being able to help them self-regulate so that they have the skills to calm themselves down in order to be able to communicate with those around them. So I think when it comes to us educating the public, as you were saying to Nontokozo, she knows that one of my greatest dreams, which I have been trying to, you know, work with a young lady who was supposed to have created a NPO to address this, but nothing was forthcoming. My dream would be to get a hall here in Umlazi, hall in Kwamashu, in whichever townships that we can reach out and educate the public on what autism is, what to look for, how to work with their kids so that even at home, because there aren't any special needs schools that have place for their children, for them to realize the intelligence that their child has, and for them to know that it is not something that is traditionally healed. It is not something that the child is, you know, in the old days in our Indian community, somebody with autism was considered mad. And they weren't given the supports. They were locked in the house. They did the cleaning and the cooking. And that is not, our kids are geniuses. Some of the most brilliant minds. Autistic minds. And so, I mean, I've met a child from here from Amlazi where they came for an interview at our school where he was able to, has special way with numbers where if you told him you were born on the 16th of September in 1970, he'd just think for like 3 seconds and he'll tell you exactly what day of the week that was. Wow. I mean, you know, some of them have amazing mathematical abilities, hyperlexia, where they can read when they are three, but they don't know what to do with the information that they know. And it is people like autism learning centers that need to help these kids take those splinter skills that they have and use it constructively.
Wonderful, wonderful.
So
one of the greatest portrayal of a person with autism would be the series of The Good Doctor. I don't know if you do watch it. It's a very great, because I for one, I actually think that the people with autism, they are so smart. Incredibly smart. I have seen one who's very good with numbers too. And also, I don't want to spoil this with the stories and all that. Let us go back to now the cultures. Us as Zulus, you are Zulu, I'm Zulu, right? We have the cultures that actually tend to suppress or oppress the people with some certain disabilities or learning conditions and all that. Uthola ukuthi manje umzali useyayibuza ukuthi yena yini engenzile kwabaphansi, understand? What did I do to my ancestors to actually allow this ukuthi yena yenzeke? Maybe what is your story oyitholile? Maybe for umuntu, the black person oqhamuka nomntwana with the autism. What is the story, and also how did you actually go about now dealing with that?
And on Tokozo, this is where you need to represent my girl. You need to represent our children.
Go ahead.
That's Slabinkomo imbuzi bethi bafuna ukulapha ingane. Baningi abazali ababene nale yonkinga ukuthi umuntu eyenza lezo zinto lezo egcineni. Ayiki iautism ayina sinto. Ayina sinto ayinakho futhi ubritual. Abukho. Abanye bethu ke bake bethi khona ingane nje ngiyaziyo. So ubabwayo wayena ma business kanjani njani. Kwase kuthi uthwala ingane ingane.
Oh God.
Ungathwala kanjani ngento emedical? Because ilento it's like medical. Ayikho esintwini. Ilalento leyo ukuthi vele beyibiza ukuthi ingane zethu imqa.
Because
abantu njengekhulu school to Khalipa kwaMashu is a disability. Abantu mengithi ngisebenza autism center. Bacabanga ukuthi mina ngisebenza nemqa abantu abavuza amathe yonke leyo nto. Then fanele ngiqale phansi manje ngiba explainele ukuthi no ezami ingane zikanje hayi ngoba zimqa and futhi akekho umuntu omqa. It's just that ukuthi ingqondo yethu
isebenza
ngendlela ehlukene. Abanye abantu abakwazi lokho, and futhi amaZulu ayidingi education about autism. Ayidingi education about autism because thina ubona ingane zethu as autistic. Muhamba naye emoli. Enye ingane ayikwazi ukumela nomsindo semoli. So khona ufanele engena ngaphakathi, khona ufanele ephume nengane bengaphandle. Thina abantu abamnyama sithi engabe ishale ingane ingaba ishawa. Ingakhenza kanje. Kanti aka understand ukuthi lengane ine meltdown yokuthi umsindo usumningi kuyona, usumningi njengoba desho nje umeme uthi ayikwazi zona ukubamba wonke lo msindo owenzakalayo. Zizwa ngisho into encane, ukukhala kwewashi, iclick yewashi bayayizwa. Yonke into nje banenkinga engathi inga lulela nezinyingane.
Yeah.
Isikhathi esiningi. Kodwa abanye bayakwazi ukudila nezinye andama sounds nezi zonke lezo zinto.
Yeah. Yeah. Zulu people, I'm coming for you. What are all those superstitions that you guys have with Abatwana with the autism? How can it's not ritual, ladies and gentlemen, and also it's not like you are cursed or something like that. No, it's because indlela umqondo womuntu osebenza ngayo and all that. Now, speaking of all these superstitions and also the misconceptions of kids with autism, I want to know now, Mrs. Reddy, what could be your advice on abanawo nje just give to the parents and the caregivers who are actually catering for kids with autism?
Firstly, you've got to see that your child is competent, that your child is capable, even if your child is non-speaking.
Yeah.
You've got to change your mindset. Even though it is a disability, you've got to be there to support this child to know that, hey, my child actually understands what I'm saying, even though he or she cannot speak back. Mm. And I've got to afford them the respect of being an intelligent human being, and then be able to work with them. The sad part is that as much as I sit here to give advice to parents, parents don't have the support that they need from health and government.
That's true.
And it is pointless me saying, do this, do that, when you don't have the money or the means to be able to do that for your child. Mm. Now, the autism centers that pop up all over the place are private centers.
Yeah,
that's expensive. It costs money to pay staff, to have good people like, to cause a work for me. And, you know, to provide therapies and all of the therapy equipment. So it's impossible for our children out here in the Indian and African townships, to access a place like that.
Yeah.
What I'm hoping is not just to advise parents, but if there's anybody listening out there that can assist so that we can create a center which is run by the community. There are tons of graduates who need jobs where we can use these people, where government can provide the resources so that we can have a similar center. I will offer my services to train every teacher to get the resources put into the school, to get all of the correct things done so that the therapy center for the autism center.
Yeah.
I'm speaking to those people who are in the know, who know how to communicate, get a hold of people who can make these things happen. Even business owners who are invested in something like this to make it happen for our children out here. Because some grannies who are taking care of children out in the townships, because the child does not know how to control their impulsivity, go eat all of the food in the cupboard, they then tie this child to the bed frame or have them chained in the bedroom so that they, you know, it's because the granny doesn't know what to do.
Yeah,
she doesn't have the support. We need constant education in their home languages so that parents know how to work with. I would offer my services. I can have an interpreter by my side.
Yeah.
I will go into whichever townships you want me to go and help. I would do that.
Mm.
I just need for somebody to actually make that happen, to say, right, we got a community center. Yeah. You do this place this weekend and you do that place. That is more needed amongst our parents so that they get the help on how to work with their kids at home, even if there isn't a center. And if there's ability, I heard that there's an entire school in KwaMashu that is unused for years now.
Yeah.
So there are vacant schools, but then our children are sitting at home.
Mm.
Who can provide the resources to use these empty buildings so that our autistic kids can have a place to be educated in?
Yeah.
And if that's something I can do before I kick the bucket, I want to help. I want to help wherever I can.
So to everyone olalele njengamanje, uMrs. Reddy unesifiso sokuthena kube nama centers like all over iLokhuzana eThekwini. Maybe kube ne center ezoba like the head office lapho bonke abantu bazohamba beye khona. So if you are having a kid with the autism, uzokwazi ukufika khona isizakale khona, because actually abantu abaningi private actually services adila nabatwana abane autism. Abaningi abakwazi ukuy afford, they cannot afford the private therapy. So Mrs. Reddy, uyacela ukuthi na everyone or anyone who is listening njengamanje, so if you want to lend a helping hand and also you do have maybe a certain connection ongakwazi ukufinyelela kuona, please do that. We once got a whole bursary for a student right here. On Ihlanganani Midday Show. So there is something engenzeka njengamanje. Mrs. Reddy?
I just want to say that it's not for any profit. I don't want to have anything to do with any financial issues with regards to opening such a center in the townships. It must be run by the community. It must be, you know, sponsorships provided by government, by health, by social services, so that our children and their brilliance can shine forth and not be sitting at home locked up where they are not getting the help. So I'm just providing my assistance free of charge to anybody who needs it.
Yeah.
I will guide wherever I can. I will educate. I'll provide workshops. I will do whatever is needed just so that our kids can get the education they deserve.
She's an angel, ladies and gentlemen. I think we can all agree on that. She's an angel. Mrs. Reddy, Sharon Reddy with Unontogozo Wagandlovu. Maybe we can share maybe the social media handles. How do we connect with you, Sesia Hamb?
Oh, so we just have our Facebook page. And that is, and then our telephone number, which is 084-717-2397.
Facebook page? Yes.
It's autism. Excellence, Incredible Minds Therapy Center.
There was Mrs. Reddy, Sharon Reddy, who is a co-founder of Autism Excellence Incredible Minds Therapy Center. No, Miss Unontokozo Wagandlovu, who is an educator lapayana kwi autism. We wanna applaud you, ladies. You guys are doing great, and we wish you all the best. And also, we will try to use the networks that we have to actually reach out to you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. This is so wonderful that you shone a light on autism and for people to know our autistic kids are brilliant. They just need the chance.
Thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.